Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again. Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it, damn. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel it, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared about us? Rolexes and Rovers, and you can't hold us down. We hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did. I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, Master Teacher 33. And today is Sunday, March the 5th of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you. I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, I know I said I was going to cut back on these shows, and just depending on how things go, how the ball bounces, again, I'm being led by the Spirit, led by the Ruach. I don't make rules. I just follow directions. So when the Father says showtime, I say, yes, sir. And so my brothers and my sisters, as you guys know, I'm an open book. My life is transparent. I put everything out on the tables. And so you guys know that what I teach is what I live. I'm going through this as we speak. And so normally, you know, a lot of times I would accompany my wife to church on Sunday mornings to, you know, to support her. And because of recent events and what's going on, she was like, well, I don't know if it's a good idea. And so that's why I decided to do the show. So again, you guys, like always, keep me in your prayers. I will keep you, your family, in my prayers. But all I know is one thing, my brothers and sisters, you better be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove, because the chemical, toxic, spiritual, I'm looking for a word that's fitting, imprint, is like, this is like deep. This is like deep stuff. So I have this capacity and this ability to not only be in something, but at the same time step out of it. And when I'm in this situation, I'm seeing how smooth the enemy operates. And I'm seeing how if you don't create this compassionate environment for yourself, you are in serious trouble. There's a big difference between conviction and condemnation. So right now, a normal person in my position would probably be in a different state of mind than what I am in. And because I am not in that state of mind, that creates problems and concerns for the cosmogrator. I need you today to put on your thinking caps, because dispositions are very destructive. So when you give yourself over to a particular way of thinking or a particular disposition or a particular demon that is talked about in the church, you give yourself over to their methodology. So when you drink, you give yourself over to the spirit of alcohol. When you watch porn, you give yourself over to the spirit of porn. When you engage in any activity, every act is a chemical. Every chemical is a spirit. So I need you to understand how this deceit works. So according to Matthew chapter 12, verse 43, Matthew 12, 43 says, "So when the unclean spirit had gone out of the man, he goes through to a dry place seeking rest." You got a problem? Bam, you have a light bulb moment like I had. You uncover this disposition. This disposition leaves. You have a feeling of remorse. You have a feeling of conviction or a feeling of condemnation. The chemical, cortisone and adrenaline, adrenochrome is gone, and dopamine and serotonin is released in the body. These chemicals are akin to spirits. So chemicals operate in the exact same way as evil spirits and good spirits do. Alcohol is called spirits in the Bible for a reason. You can go to the store right now and look outside and it says alcohol, wine, and spirits on every alcohol place, at least in San Antonio. I don't know about in your city. But in my city, I see it. I always wonder, why do they call alcohol spirits? It says alcohol, liquor, wine, and spirits. Alcohol is called spirits in the Bible because it's a flammable liquid, just like gasoline. It is easy to burn and evaporate. Alcohol can change states easily. So alcohol has the ability to change dispositions. It's a chemical. So a chemical, when they evaporate, anytime it evaporates, it returns to the realm of gas. It returns to the realm of air. It returns to the realm of the spirit world. So anything that can change forms or change dispositions acts similar to the way a spirit does. So alcohol is a chemical, and the chemicals are spirits. And so once you understand how the spirit realm works, then you're going to understand why your life is a mess and how you what you need to do to change it. Because I had a change of dispositions. My house was swept clean. But look at what happens after that. What happens next? So right now, I'm getting a flood of condemnation and conviction. But one leads to growth, the other leads to death. So if I sit here and take condemnation and conviction from family and from friends and from everybody else because of the mistake, that's an honest mistake. I've apologized. I've admitted I made a mistake. So what happens next? You make a mistake. What do you do next? What do you do next, brother? How do you feel? How am I feeling right now? How do you feel? Chemicals are spirits. Spirits are dispositions. Dispositions are demons. So these are according to the Bible. So let me read it again, just in case you missed it. I need to make sure that you understand this, because right now, like me, you are in a dangerous place. Because what happens is, so I had this great revelation. I'm not careful. Seven demons worse than the one that I just got rid of come back. And that's why you keep repeating this negative habit pattern. That's the purpose of the program, to identify how this negative habit pattern works. How is this paradigm, how is this fear-based mechanism working? This is how it works. Matthew chapter 12, verse 43. Matthew 12, 43 says, "But when an unclean spirit has gone out of the man," I had an unclean spirit, enough. "He goes through dry places seeking rest. And when he does not find it, he says to himself, I will return to my house from whence I came out of." That's your body. "And having come back, he finds the house unoccupied, swept clean, and adorned. Then he goes and he takes with himself seven other spirits worse than himself." That's where I'm at right now. So right now, I had this epiphany. You guys heard the show? So I'm sitting here right now, and I had this epiphany. And everything that has come through from the result of this epiphany, now has been thrown in my face, and now there is an overt attempt to make me feel something. And it's working overtime. Everybody, because of the mistake that was made, now again, obviously not, thankfully, nobody that's listening to this call, because I'm getting love and support from people on the group. And I want to thank everybody for your kind words. You have no idea, none. There's no way I could express to you the text I sent this morning and the response that I got back. So I want to personally thank Sister Ellen, Seda, Dr. Arlene, Brother Travis, Brother Jasper, Brother Daniel, Brother Roman. I want to personally, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. You have no idea what your words of encouragement have done today. Because right now, seven worse than the one that left has come back. And I need to make sure you understand, because what's happening to me is going to happen to you. So you pull out this disposition. And whatever it is, it could be in the area of wealth, health, wisdom, or relationship. This just so happened to be the last demon that I'm killing. I've already done this in the area of wealth. I've already done it in the area of health. I've already done it in the area of wisdom. Now, relationship. This is the last one. This is the last shebang. I pull that demon out and I expose them. And mine was the demon of departmentalization. That was the core root. But what I failed to departmentalize myself, because like I've been telling you guys, the enemy uses your strength against me. What is my strength? My strength is I'm a great, great spiritual therapist. My strength is I'm a great behavior modification specialist. That's my strength. That's what I'm good at. My strength is I got discernment. I can discern a demon on Mars. I can spot him on a tick's butt. That's my gift. God designed me with discernment. So the devil is not stupid. He said, okay, this dude is a behavior modification specialist. He understands and developed this thing called behavioral claironomics. So he thinks he's God's gift to the planet. Okay, cool. So he walked around calling himself Master Teacher 33. He thinks that he's a spiritual therapeutics expert. So what we're going to do is we want to get him to be in this spiritual therapeutic mode every day, all day, 24/7, 365. Because he's in this mode, he's going to expect his wife to respond to him like a client. And she ain't no client. Therefore, he will have the two things that he preaches against every day: unrealistic expectation. This fool, me, For 8 years, I'm angry and upset, frustrated, because my wife has not listened to my shows. You guys heard me talking about it for 8 years. And I'm angry and I'm upset because I could text my wife and she's not going to respond to me the way you guys did this morning. Because why? She's not a client. Go figure. And so the enemy used my strength against me. Guess what, brothers and sisters? I exposed that demon yesterday. Drug him out. And so now I'm in a pickle. And you will be in that same pickle. Because you bring about what you feel, not what is real. So right now, if I'm not careful, because of the flack, now her mother and father is obviously angry and upset. Family members, she's angry. She's disappointed. Everybody's disappointed. Everybody, man, how could you do this again, brother? We don't understand. Now, I understand, but they don't. So now I'm in a pickle. And what is the pickle I'm in? Well, one left, seven more came back. And they are all yelling. It's like almost, I watched the series on FX called Legion. Man, crazy. I just like watched about two of the episodes, and it's like basically everything that I teach. So they come back, and this is what these demons say. This is what they're telling me. Matthew 12:45. Then he goes and he takes with himself seven other spirits worse than the one, worse than himself, and entering in, there they dwell there, and the last condition of the man becomes worse than the first. Thus shall it be to this wicked generation also. So, if I'm not careful, and if I fall to these demonic, destructive dispositions, and I give myself over to sin, I become that sin. Ephesians 4:26. So how does this work, though? The difference between these two words, conviction and condemnation. See, if you don't know the difference between, if I was young, dumb, and stupid like I used to be, I don't know the difference between conviction. God brings conviction. The devil brings condemnation. The devil being you, of course, the ruling disposition. Now, could there be a physical devil, spiritual devil out there? Absolutely. But we're talking about today, you know, the one in my head. Because, see, I'm sitting here by myself. So if I'm sitting here by myself, where is all these thoughts coming from? Where is the condemnation? Now, the word condemnation, it's a swindled damning of the nation. Now, my body is a nation because, again, all of my organs, all of my blood cells in my body makes up my nation. So my nation is damned. But who damned me? Con. Who's con? Con means to swindle. So I am being swindled into damning myself. What? You got to be kidding me. So, like I said, the devil is probably sipping pina coladas on the beach in the Bahamas right now. And I'm over here. Because I'm left alone with my thoughts. Any other day, my wife would be like, yeah, honey, let's go to church. This morning, I got rid of all the disposition. I'm ready. Maybe I'm going to church. Well, I don't think it's a good idea. Everybody at church is a little upset at you, you know. Things have happened, and, you know. So how do I feel when I get rejected? Let me ask you the question. Brother, let me ask you the question. Sister, so you're working hard. You're doing everything to try to do something right. You come home, you fix a meal for your wife, or you wash the dishes, you do the laundry. You come home and your wife don't even freaking notice it. In fact, she come home and say something negative. You spend all day trying to do something right. You finally get it done right. And then the person that you're doing all of this for, they reject you. Oh, man, you're talking about the greatest setup of all time? How do you feel, brother? How do you feel? Yeah, he almost had me this morning. But nah, bro, not today. I'm sorry. I ain't sorry. Not today. So I'm sitting here, and I got the option. I can either be convicted. The word conviction, in the biblical sense, the word conviction, God brings conviction. Conviction leads to growth. Conviction leads to life. Conviction always ends in joy. Conviction always makes you grow. It makes you change. Conviction always leads to a new identity, which is what I got now. Conviction leads to power. dunamis power. Conviction leads to identification of purpose. Conviction brings about an awareness and expansion of your consciousness. Conviction brings about a identity like Christ. It brings about a blessing, but condemnation brings about a burden. So I got a choice today. I can be a blessing or I can be a burden. Now, let me make sure you understand, my brothers and sisters, because this goes deeper than that. This is crazy. Because I'm sitting here like I'm thinking, like, wow. Do I get angry? I've just been dissed. So now the old me, man, yeah, I'll be flipping chairs, like emotionally or spiritually. So the enemy wants me to be condemned. He wants me to feel bad. He wants me to feel guilty. He wants me to feel useless. He wants me to feel. Now, inside of my book, and we're going to talk about this a little bit later, but I'm going through it right now. And remember, you can't teach nothing that you ain't been through. So how does my brain and my behavior work? The brain and the behavior connection. And my nervous system, what's going on in my nervous system? What chemicals are being released? Because those chemicals, again, that's being released to my hypothalamus and my limbic system and my cerebellum, all of my sensory, all of my impulses right now, all of the higher centers that control how I act, my behavior, is releasing chemicals inside of my body. And so now I have this I have a choice. I can either go into pleasure or pain. I can go into rage and aggression, or I can go into affection and kindness. My limbic system right now is activated by the central nervous system. And right now, the neurotransmitters inside of my body is releasing these chemicals, especially glutamine and gamma. This chemical that's called a gamma amino called GABA. Similar to dopamine and serotonin and all of the endorphins. And then I have an electrochemical impulse that is fluid-filled and is filling all of the spaces of my synapses right now as I'm speaking to you. And the dendrites inside of my neurons are activated and enlarged so that way it can receive these chemicals. Either cortisone and adrenaline and testosterone. Or the feel-good chemicals. Which one is being released in my body? What connectors have been activated, brothers and sisters? And so, because I understand the biology of it and the spirituality of it, and I understand what's going on the surface of my blood cells because I got the receptors on those surface and they are receiving what the patar, me, is sending. So I want to activate my dopamine receptors. I do not want to activate the cortisone receptors. I don't want to go into tunnel vision because there's seven more worse. The chemical releasing is seven times worse than the chemicals that was released before because they left and they came back with seven more glucose transporters called GLUT4. The GLUT4 receptors are unregulated on the surface of the cells, and they are activated only during tunnel vision, only when the reptile is activated. So if I would have failed for condemnation instead of conviction, my brothers and my sisters, I would be in deep kimchi right now. Unrealistic expectations. So because of something that just happened, because of something that I did, my wife has total right to feel the way that she feels. She's been disrespected. She's been hurt. So for me to come back just to think everything that's going to be all honky-dory, that's not realistic. So once again, I got to create the mental environment of unconditional love and support for myself so that way I don't feel, because the enemy's job is to make me feel something, so that way the behavioral neuroscience behind understanding that the smallest particles inside of my body, these thoughts that are called vibrations, these vibrations are sending a certain, and activating a certain chemical inside of my body. And if I'm not very, 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 very careful, what's going to happen is I'm going to take on this emotional pain seven times worse. I'm having the demonic disposition seven times worse. I'm having a negative core imprint now that's seven times deeper. I'm going to have this fear mechanism that's seven times stronger. I'm going to reactivate the negative behavior pattern that I just exposed seven times worse. Because of if I'm not careful, I'm going to have a demonic soul attachment disorder. It's going to arrest my development. My bipolar is going to kick in. The energy deficit hyperactivity disorder that I just got rid of, now my energy is going to be just like it was before. It's going to have a misplaced and misapplied energy. And my negative mental disposition, this familiar spirit, this heredity, this demonic code that's embedded in my DNA that I just pulled up, that was passed down from my father to his father to his father, and I'm trying to prevent it from being passed down to my sons. All this work that I just done is all gone away because I feel. And what do I feel? I feel the three F's, fun, fighting, and effing. I feel the seven fears that we've been talking about. I feel neglected by family, loved ones, and friends. So I'm in a valley of decision that standard religion and psychology can't help me because it's a core input. It's a cellular pain. It's a DNA level trauma. It's a genetic inherited negative habit pattern that I pulled up, exposed. And I'm saying, okay, no problem. You got me. You exposed me. So I had a great night. Went out last night. Talked it through. Went out to dinner. And then guess what happens? See, women are like waves. Not the relationship. I'm just relationships. But it's the same in the area of money. Fitness. When you go on a great exercise, you lose all of this weight. What happens? What happens when you lose the weight, brother? What happens when you lose the weight? You go back to your old eating habit pattern, but that's how it starts off. It starts off saying, I'm just going to have a bite of this. Next thing you know, that weight that you lost plus extra weight comes back. So the enemy doesn't care that you do what we do, that you do what I do. As a spiritual therapeutic specialist, I just watch this all the time. And now to be going through it is crazy. Because conviction leads to growth, but condemnation leads to death. So if I sit here and I condemn myself, if I feel bad, because everybody tells me, hey, you don't feel remorse, man. You don't seem like a remorseful dude. You still doing, you like business as usual. You still going on. People ask me all the time, how come you don't have no emotional response? I've been doing this for a while, brothers and sisters. I don't teach theory. Let me make sure you understand. See, one is life experience that led to fruit. The other is freaking something you read out of a book. I'm sitting here right now telling you where I'm at right now. I've been rejected by even my own children. Came down here for my mother's birthday, and they ain't even talking to me. Dad, you a loser. So what do? Do I believe them? I can't find nowhere in the Bible where it says I'm a loser. I looked through it. I can't find that in there nowhere. My wife, kids, neighbors, the dog, everybody. Hey, Brother Will, you might as well just go ahead and kiss the baby goodbye, man. But see, I've been here. I've been in the lion's den before. Now, most people will not come on Blog Talk or any other venue and air out their dirty laundry. See, I don't have no emotional response to what other people think. Now, I used to when I was young, dumb, and stupid. I'm still young, but I'm not dumb and stupid. So I'm telling you the game because it is going to happen to you. You're going to have an epiphany. You're going to drag out the demon. You're going to expose the disposition, and you're going to see this is the way I was thinking. It was erroneous. I'm no longer going to think like that. You're going to make that decision. You're going to have this aha moment. You're going to release some dopamine and some serotonin in your body. You're going to feel good, and then give it 24 hours, 48 hours, maybe a week. Seven more dispositions worse than the one that you just left going to come back, and you're going to feel like shiznit. And if you don't, in that moment, pull yourself up by your bootstrap, look yourself in the eye, and say, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world, that the devil is a liar. I know whose I am, and I know who I am. If you do not understand that, you're going to fall to the chemical and the medical meaning of Matthew chapter 12, verse 43. Chemicals are toxins. Toxins are evil spirits. That is why alcohol is called a spirit, because it is flammable, because it will blow up in your face. It's just like gasoline. And when it burns, it evaporates and it returns to the ether, to the gas realm or the air, and it works for the prince of the air. The prince of the air sent it, and it goes back to the prince of the air. Alcohol is a chemical. Chemicals are akin to. Chemicals are cousins, kissing cousins of spirits. So what's going on in my body right now, brothers? What's going on in my body right now? Chemicals. So I'm calling those chemicals, those substances, what they truly are, spirits. Because right now, this is toxic. It's releasing an acidic state inside my body. It is my job to replace the poison, the venom, because life and death is in the so I know my wife doesn't mean this stuff that she's saying. I know my children don't mean it. And even if they do, I forgive them. Because I was the one that solicited. Well, let's say the shoe's on the other foot. Maybe I didn't solicit it. I still got to control my feelings and my emotions. It's nobody's job but mine. It is your job, my brothers and sisters, to control your fear. It is your job to control your energy, entity in motion. These chemicals that are being released in your body, again, we're going to go through all of this with a fine-tooth comb for everybody that's inside the Clarinomics. Oh, we're going to break it down. We're going to break it down. But first, we've got to pull these suckers up. But all I'm telling you is make sure that you know one thing, the difference between condemnation and conviction. Second thing, that you know Hebrews 6:1. That you understand that I am and that you are a part of a Hebrews 6:1 ministry. We're looking for perfection. We're not looking for to play church. Now, if you want to play church, there's other ministries and programs for you. But you didn't pay me $5,000 to play church. You pay me $5,000 to freaking pull out, expose, and get rid of ruling dispositions so that way you can be wealthy, healthy, wise, and maintain a great relationship. Right now, the demon that you saw yesterday, take a good look at him, because you will never see that demon before, ever, not in my life. Just like you said, when God brought the children of Egypt out, take a look at your enemies. The enemy that you see today, you will see him no more. So that's the difference between condemnation and conviction. Condemnation makes you feel bad. It brings about this sorrow. It brings about all of the fruit of the flesh, not the spirit. See, it makes you think that you can't change. It leads you back to the old man, the old identity. It brings you down and it makes you vague. I'm going to talk about the 7 I am statements that you must have. And we're going to do that in our core, in our Clarinomics program. And I'm going to show you the seven I am core spirit positions that you have that must be replaced by the 7 I am core imprint statements that you must have. So you must replace these. If you don't, then 7 more worse than the one that you have is going to come back. Now, this is very important because, again, you are going to experience an emotional setback that is so deeply integrated into your biology that you are going to question everything that you've ever thought. So right now, if I didn't create this environment of unconditional love for myself, because everything that I've ever done, all of the pain and anger because of my behavior has activated the hidden trauma and drama, or what is called a narcissistic wound, inside the family members and people that's in my circle. And so now there's an overt attack. And it's activating all of the hidden negative emotional set points inside of my body. And I am glad because it pulls it all up. And it gives me a time and opportunity to address it. And this is going to bring about for me an emotional and psychological and spiritual transformation. And then I'm going to be able to assist and walk my wife through this and talk her through the frustration. And that's what the movie or the series on FX is about with the call Legion. I thought it was going to be something demonic and stuff, and it's about telekinesis and understanding how to do what they call this one guy who does mirroring, which was remembering, and another person who does talking or speech therapy. And exactly what I'm doing is inside of the FX miniseries called Legion. Exactly what I'm doing, except, again, the New Age worldly version of it. Obviously, they're not using scripture and the word of God and certain other things that I have. They're doing Hollywood version. But again, the core is the same, which is they are activating on purpose your anxiety core pain. And it pulls up this I am statement that says, I am imperfect. That is a negative habit pattern that says, there seems to be something wrong with me. Now, that psychological pain that is released is a disposition or a demon. So that negative core pattern must be replaced with a life-sustaining pattern. So right now, something tells me something's wrong with you, man. My wife told me, something's, you know, for you to hurt me like this and you to keep doing this, something is really, really wrong. So how does that make me feel? When somebody tells you that you love, crying, and they look at you in the eye and they tell you that something is wrong with you, man. You are a flawed vessel. If you own that statement, seven more demons, worse than the one that I just got rid of, is coming back. Him and all his homeboys. They say, hey, dog, guess what? Yeah, Master Teacher 33, he got rid of us for about 5 minutes. He thought he had won. We give him a temporary victory so that way we can maintain eternal defeat. But you see, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. So I feel really good right now. Now, I'm not going to go turn the flips and jump around. I'm going to be respectful and remorseful. But there is no cortisone, no adrenaline, no tunnel vision, no anger in my voice, or in my body. So when I'm hanging up, I'm going to the gym, go out to eat. I'm going to have fun. If it's just me, myself, and I, all three of us, we're living the dream. Because I understand the game. The game is to get you to feel, because you bring about what you feel about. So if I buy the statement that says there seems to be something wrong with me, I am imperfect. If I buy that, then I'm not going to overstand that God says, be ye perfect, for I am perfect. And the Bible says, Jesus said, the thing that I have done, you shall do it even greater things. He said that I am seated right now at the right hand of the Father, forever making intercessions for you. So let me get this right. If Yahushua is making intercessions for me, I'm good. If Yahushua says he wishes above all things that I prosper, being healthy even as my soul prospers, I'm good. So I am perfect because he's perfect. Because he says, be ye perfect, for I am perfect. So my perfection doesn't come from my action. My perfection comes from the grace and mercy of my Father. So when I walk through the valley of shadow and death, I don't fear no evil. Why? But thou art with me. So the scripture says, if God be for me, who in their right mind would be against me? So if somebody tells me, there seems to be something wrong with you. Well, Romans 7:8 says that with my flesh, with my mind, I serve God. With my flesh, I serve the devil. So there may be something wrong with my flesh. Sure. I concur. I agree. However, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. With my spirit, I serve God. So sure, there may be something wrong with my flesh. but I'm a spirit that has possession of a soul that manifests in itself through the flesh. I am not my flesh. I just drive it around. So when I die, I'm going to leave this flesh. It's going to go back to the ground. But my spirit's going to return back to God from whence it came. Saying that, what you're saying, but I don't. Now, I'm not going to say this verbally to nobody, but this is what's going on in my head. This is what should be going on in your head when somebody brings a truth to you. Did your body do something wrong? Absolutely. But guess what? With my spirit, I serve God. God said he would never leave me nor forsake me. God said, I've been rich. I mean, I've been young and I've been old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor a seed begging bread. God said that he would never, ever leave me nor forsake me. He said, I can come boldly to the throne of grace. Another core, and again, there are seven major demons that we're going to address and replace. And you got to address and you got to replace these with the seven I am life-sustaining. The second one is, I have no worth, I have no value. I'm worthless. Man, I just make, that's how I feel. You know, people come in there, they will make you, and hey, nobody got to do it for me. I'm pretty much, I beat my own self up pretty good. So anything anybody else come and tell me is like war off the duck back because of the way I'm so hard on myself. But remember, the devil, the bad guy, brings condemnation. He wants to condemn your nation. But God brings conviction. He wants to repair and grow the nation. So you need to make sure the difference between the two, because one leads to death, the other one leads to life, and life more abundantly. So I'm going to take, Alex, can we have conviction? Conviction $500, please. I'm going to take conviction. Because, see, I've been on 2004. Everybody now is trying to bring condemnation. Everybody's just telling me how worthless and no good and lazy and sorry and how can you do this again? And it's just like, man, we don't get it. We don't understand. And then it's like, okay, no matter, I don't know if you guys understand how psychology works, but anytime you try to offer a reason to somebody who's in pain, instead of owning your part of the pain, all you do is reinforce it. So if somebody says, you are a loser, yes, I'm a loser. Now, you make sure you don't own that statement. Because the whole time you say God is not, God don't make losers. Let me find in the Bible that it says I'm a loser. Yeah, no, don't find it. I'm a royal priest. I'm a holy nation. I'm a joint heir. I'm justified. I'm sanctified. I'm glorified. I'm justified. It's just as if I never sinned. God said he's moved my sin from me as far as the east is from the west. So did I sin? Yes. But am I my sinner? No. Because I'm saved by the grace and mercy of God. I'm glorified, brother. I'm justified. I'm sanctified. I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Now, this is the part of Hebrews 6:1 that you need to understand. Because, see, this is a call to maturity. This is why people don't, because I don't talk about the foundation, because I'm not a foundational preacher. I leave that part up for the foundational part, but I ain't forgot the foundation. Because guess what you're going to need when the devil comes up and says you're a loser, and you be like, man, you know what, damn. Shh, man, maybe I am a loser. I've been dealing with this demon for how long? Boy, that demon been around for freaking 13 billion years. You think you're going to get rid of him in a week? Your father didn't. He failed. His father failed. So if I'm battling this demon, that means that my dad failed. I can go down there right now and see my father, and yep, he failed. I know he failed because I'm looking at his life. But guess what? I ain't going to fail. I haven't failed. I've destroyed this demon, and I'm destroying him now. I'm exposing him so I can play this tape to my sons. And they can say, well, damn, if Dad did it, we can do it. Hebrews 6:1 says this, therefore, let us leave the elementary teachings about Christ, and let's go on to maturity, brother. It didn't say, oh, the elementary teachings of Christ are not true. It didn't say to forget the elementary teachings of Christ. It didn't say that they were no good and they have no value. It just said that after you complete them, let's continue. So I ain't forgot the elementary teachings of Christ. Because guess what you're going to need? You're going to need them when Louie Lewis shows up and tells you you ain't saved. Now, you can say to yourself now, I had a counterfeit conversion, and then I went back, and now I have an authentic conversion because I converted myself without fear. And on January 1st, 2009, I accept my Lord and Savior, Yahushua, the HaMashiach, not Constantine version. I accepted the Lion of Judah, not the Crete from Cretan. I'm sorry, I got a different Messiah. See, the one that I got, see, he walks through devils. Like in the movies where at the end of the show where the devil takes on, whoops, the priest, possesses the priest. Y'all seen all the Hollywood movies where the priest always gets his ass whooped? Yeah, I don't serve that Jesus. I'm sorry. Well, no, I ain't sorry. I don't serve the weak, feminized, jelly-back, watered-down one. I don't got that one. I got the lion, brother. I got the Lion of Judah. So when I walk through the valley of shadow and death, I don't fear no evil. I got the biggest gun in the freaking jungle. So you can call me and say whatever you want. It don't have no effect on me. It's like water off a till. You develop that disposition, you in deep chemistry. If there's anybody on earth that can walk, Obama can't come up and tell me nothing. Trump can't tell me nothing. Nobody can walk up to me and tell me something about myself that's going to make me feel that I'm not a part of the Morningstar administration. Nobody going to take my inheritance from me. There's no devil on earth, under earth, or above the earth that can take my God-given inheritance. I am a royal priest. I am a joint heir. I am a holy nation. I am justified. I am sanctified. I am glorified. I walk in the newness of life. The old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Do I sin? Yes. Do I fall down? Yes. But I don't give a damn how many times I fall down. The only thing that matters is how many times I get up. And that's the only thing that matters to you. Can you get up, brother? Can you get up, or are you going to believe the lies? The devil is a liar, and he uses anybody. Mother, brother, sister, dog, cat, he'll use anybody to keep you in the box. And it is your job to understand the game and master the game and beat the devil at his own game. Then no weapon formed against you shall prosper. All who rise up against you shall fall. All, not some, all. So I said it today. I am not trying to belittle or lessen the pain that anybody that I've hurt or offended, including if I've hurt or offended anybody else. But let me make sure you understand, my brothers and sisters. Philippians 3:13 says, I do not consider myself yet to have laid hold of it, but one thing I do know, forgetting what is behind, I strain or I stretch or I strive toward what is ahead. I press on toward the goal to win the prize of my heavenly calling in Christ Jesus. I'm not laying again the elementary teachings about Christ, but I'm going on to maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith, instruction about baptism, instructions about laying on of hands and the resurrection of the dead and the eternal judgment. The Bible that I read says, don't do that again. It says, you already done that. It says, it's time to go on to perfection. So somebody can tell me, oh, well, brother, you ain't saved. You know, what you getting? No, the reason I know that I'm saved is because I can create a loving environment for myself. And since God is love, that means that I have a constant bathing with God. Let me tell you three things that I do. Somebody need to write this down. Three things. Number one, prayer. Meditate. Calm your mind, brother. This is what I did this morning. I calmed my mind. You know, I did some deep breathing. I have extreme focus. Extreme. There ain't nobody on the planet that can out-focus me. I ain't met a soul yet. You can call it tenacity. You can call it, some people call it hard-headedness. You can call it whatever. If I make up my mind to do something, my mental state is not overridden. I don't give a beep what happens. Unless the big G himself comes down and taps me on the son, let go now. You can let go. If I put you in a chokehold, you can tap out. You ain't getting out. That's called focus. Number one, this is what you got to do when the shizness hits the fan. Number one, focus. A.K.A. meditate, A.K.A. prayer, pray. That means change disposition. You get hit, boom. I got hit this morning with a bunch of stuff. Like, whoa, what's going on? I thought, you know, we talked about, no, you still a dog. You still blankety blank, 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 blankety blank, 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 blank. So what do? I got hit. Do I run? Do I believe it? Now, bruh. Now, sis, that's how it works. Greater is he than he that in me than he that's in the world. I understand who I am. Number one, you better know who you know. You better know who you are. You better be able to get to a place, brother. You better be able to get to a place, sister, in your head, mentally. You better be able to contact the throne room. You better be able to get into the presence of God like that. If you got to do some freaking technique, if you got to get into some yoga stand, if you got to get 15 Hail Marys, if you got to freaking light some candles, if you got to throw sage, you in trouble because you ain't got time. You better be able to change your mental state like that by doing this. Okay, thank you, Father, because, yeah, I got hit. Number one, calm your mind in your position. I am that I am. You got to get there quick. Because when the enemy comes in like a flood, what do? I pray. Now, I pray without ceasing, 24-7, 365. Everybody else got to do all of this stuff. I don't got to do all this stuff. Because he's praying for me. It's focus. It's a super focus. It's Christ focus. It's a quantum focus. It's not on the planet. It's the ability to calm myself and put myself in a place where I do number two. No. Not believe. Number one, you got to meditate, pray. You got to get yourself in a mental disposition of super consciousness, Christ consciousness, quantum consciousness. Number two, you got to, what some people call believe. That means you can't have no doubt or no fear. None, zero, zip, zada. So the devil comes in and he makes you feel, I don't identify with that feeling. See, I had the feeling. The feeling came in and says, dude, you're a loser. You're a dog. Anybody that can do that to their own wife is worthless. Man, you ain't saved. You're a failure. No, you lie. I don't have no fear, brother. I don't have no doubt. I don't have no worry. I don't lower my vibrations for nobody. And I am not sorry. I ain't coming down off the mountaintop. I'm on a mental high. Nothing is going to bring my mentality down. So when something comes in, them dispositions is trying to get you to come off of your disposition and fall down to their disposition so that way they can release them chemicals in your body and whoop-ow, you do the behavior again. So the only way to repeat bad behavior if you can return back to bad thinking. And as soon as you get out, you get right back in. Because somebody's going to come and push your buttons. Ding, 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 ding. You happy? You just skipping? You going through life? Somebody come home and say, my condition ain't done. Damn, dishwasher? I don't know. I ain't doing the dishes. Well, I need you to do and the laundry and this, that, and the other, blah, 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 blah. And they got all of this stuff, and they make you feel. So let me ask you the question again. Who makes you feel? Is there anybody on the planet, off the planet, that can zoom into your life and make you feel something that lowers your vibratory rate? If they can, they own you. If anyone can make you feel something, that person that has that ability to make you feel something, unless you want to, unless you give them that responsibility and that power, that's why I highly recommend be very selective as to who you give the power to affect your mental state. Because if there's somebody that you allow, like, see, you allow me to speak into your life. Right now, you're listening to me. That means you are allowing me to affect how you feel. That's dangerous. Because if I'm young, dumb, and stupid, I'm going to say something that makes you feel something that's not empowering you, but it is disempowering you. That's dangerous. Be careful who you let speak into your life. So you want to go hang around, oh, yeah, you know what? I believe this guru. I believe the Reverend Dr. Bishop. I believe, you know, Jim Bob or you know, Shaman Jake. Or, you know, this guy that, you know, hey, he claims he's this, that, and the other, and I'm going to allow him to speak into my life. Speak into. Now, I don't believe. Number two is no. This is what I know. I know words are more powerful than things. You get a gun. I will give you the gun. I will take my words. And we'll see who will win the spiritual war. I will take words, frequencies, waves, vibrations over physical objects any day of the week because they're more powerful. To do things you've never done, you got to think thoughts you've never thought. Number one, you control your mental disposition. No thing, nowhere. See, conviction gets your attention. You must clear Lee understands the difference between conviction and condemnation, because most people are confused, because conviction is not condemnation. You can never confuse the two, because conviction elevates you. Condemnation deflates you. You got to know the difference, brother. Number one, you focus and you control your mental state. Nothing and no one outside of you. So you go somewhere or you talk to somebody and you feel bad. They own you. I don't care who they are. So you go to, you mean tell me you can go somewhere and your whole disposition changes? That should never happen, because whatever changes your disposition, that's the problem. Number two, you can have no fear of that. That changes it. See, fear is a low vibration. And you got to operate in a telekinesis state. You got to operate in telekinesis. You got to operate in telepathy. That's the whole thing of on FX that I was telling you about with Legion. So mental problems means you're more powerful. Now, I've been saying this for 25 years. The more mental problems you got, the more spiritually powerful you are. That's why they after you. Make sure you write this down, because, see, I got a bunch of mental problems, supposedly. That means I got a bunch of spiritual power. Now, that's what they was talking about. That's what the whole FX series Legion is about. So if you got any mental issues, you might want to watch Legion, because they'll tell you how to process it. Or make sure you're part of the Clairnomics program, because it's the same thing I'm teaching you. If I'm teaching it to you on a deeper level, because I'm teaching it didactically. So we're dealing with not only with the biology of it and the psychology of it, but we're dealing with the spirituality of it. So you can assist and you can oscillate in three different dimensions. So let's say you ain't got access to no Bible and no spiritual stuff, but you out in the jungle somewhere, you got psychotropic this, that, or the other, and you know, hey, no problem, you're good. Let's say you locked up in solitary confinement. You ain't got no food. You ain't got no water. But you got the sunlight, and you're good. Because why? You know how to go mentally into your brain, take yourself to a place, calm yourself, relax yourself, deep breathing. Number three, visualization. See, brothers and sisters, when you understand that you control your mind by your focus, your discipline, and your order. Number one, a meditative state, a mental state, a disposition, because you're fighting other dispositions. So your disposition must be stronger. Then number two, you can't have the other disposition need you to be in fear. That's how they get their power. Your focus must be on number three, visualizing who you really are. You got to close your eyes. You got to visualize, or you keep them open. I don't have to close mine. Some people got to close their eyes. I don't really. I want to see what's going on. And so when I pray, my eyes is wide open. So how do you pray? This is how I pray. I can't speak about nobody else. The Bible says pray without ceasing. So all day, every day, I'm in a constant state of prayer. That means I'm constantly bringing in every thought that comes into my brain, and I'm doing that. What the Bible says. Bring every thought into captivity and see if it is of God. So a thought comes in. The thought this morning said, the wife woke up and says, honey, you're a loser. Let me examine that thought. Let me scan the Constitution. Nope, royal priest, holy nation, child of God, offspring of the Father. The offspring of a thing goes up to be a thing. Is God a loser? Nope, God, I'm sorry, baby. I'm not a loser. I don't believe that. And I visualize myself as what? A winner. And I replace that negative habit pattern with a life-sustaining pattern. So I replace I am worthless with the statement that says I am immensely valuable, because the Bible says that I am the apple of God's eye. The Bible says I'm a freaking royal priest. I'm royalty. And you think I'm a loser? No, I ain't no loser. I'm sorry, you twisted. You think that my behavior and me are the same. The behavior is what I do in my body. Who I'm being is what I do in my brain. And my mental state that I establish all day, every day, and I maintain a state of Christ consciousness. Because Jesus said, hey, when you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Me and the Father are as one, because I vibrate on the Father's level. So when I speak as the Father. Because the Father is in me, operating and vibrating as me, and he's manifesting himself through me. My job is to maintain my mental state, number one. My job is to maintain and know that I am the Son of the Father, and don't operate in fear. Number two, And number three, my job is to visualize and see myself as wealthy, see myself as healthy, see myself as wise, see myself vibrating and oscillating with a relationship with the big G, with a relationship with myself, and a relationship with the people around me. And continue to be positive and exercise the power of love, to be optimistic, because I know that I am optimistically, because it's better than being pessimistic. See, there's power in the ability to maintain a spirit of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. So Galatians 5:22 is what I do. Number one, Galatians 5:22. Number two, I know Galatians 5:23. Number three, I visualize that all day, every day. I just keep it going. That's prayer. That's real prayer. Real prayer is a mental state that says all day, every day, 24/7, 365, even when I'm freaking sleeping, I'm dreaming about love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Love, joy. That is high energy, blissful state. High energy, blissful state. That's not a congregation. That's conjugation. I am a conjugation. I don't go to no congregation. I am a this is phase conjugation. This is what they call love, brothers and sisters. This is what they call the love macabre. This is oscillating and vibrating in a visualized energy state where you create what some people call Qigong energy, when you create what some people call a plasma ball, and you can project that plasma ball, this plasma physics, you become a sun, you become a chakra, you can send your energy anywhere. It's like that, that chi, a pi wheel spinning. And when you really get into deep telekinesis, you can actually project your full energy power to somebody. You can send them an energy ball. And that's how telekinesis works. You can actually move physical objects with your energy. But that's another study for another time. But all I'm telling you today, brothers and sisters, is you better make damn sure that nothing outside of you can affect you. Nothing. You better make sure that you maintain your mental disposition. If not, seven more dispositions worse than the disposition that you just got rid of is coming. Oh, they coming. They coming. They're going to test your resolve. Do you think I'm out the fire? What do you think going to happen when my wife comes home from church today? Oh, they coming. I'm going to be tested, but guess what? I'm ready. The question is, are you? Brothers and sisters, I am the offspring of the big G. I am his son. I'm made in his image and his likeness. The same way that he creates, I'm a co-creator with him. He said, let there be light. Bam, that was light. And I say, let there be love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Bam. Those things exist inside of me. That is my mental disposition. And I pray to God that that is yours. Brother and sister, we'll see everybody tomorrow as we jump back on our regular, Mars Monday. So we'll be back in the saddle. Everybody's part of the Clarinomics program. You guys enjoy the rest of your Sunday, your Helios Deity Day. I love you. Appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. Anybody that's not a part, please email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com so we can get you enrolled in the Clarinomics program so you can start walking through the valley of shadow and death and fear no evil. Brothers and sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my anointed brother, as always, my beautiful sister, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seems firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's just like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.